Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Chaf Aleph, and we're looking at Simon Tess. So the Chayodim says, Toh v'ani yodeh be'ezo mokom oimeh. The person is confused. He's not exactly sure where he is in Shema. He started saying Shema. All of a sudden he gets confused. He's not sure exactly where he's holding. So Tzorach Lachzor Belikros Keseder me'ezo mokom sheyodeh shebevarei omer. So he has to think back. He remembers he said a certain amount for sure, and after that he's confused, so he has to go back from that point which he knows for sure that he said and continue. This way he will know for that he for sure said all of the words. So a person has to be machmer and go back, and he can't say, well, maybe I said suffik, maybe I already was here to say. He has to go back and say all of Shema to make sure that he says it. Now, Haya Omer be'uchsav tom, he's holding by the word uchsav tom. If any of them in parsha rishana or shniya, he knows he's at the words uchsav tom. He's confused. He's not sure if he said he's at the end of the first paragraph or he's at the end of the second paragraph. The same word. Chayzer l'uchsav tom. So again, it's a question. It's doubtful. We're not sure what he's done. So he has to go back to the first one, and he finishes off that, and then he'll have to read the whole second paragraph, which possibly he has already read it, but he doesn't know for sure. So he has to read the second paragraph. However, v'imkar hiskol l'man yirbu, ein tzarach lachzer. If the person is said uchsav tom. He says, you know what? I'm not sure where I'm holding. I don't remember if I said the second paragraph or not. But you said, which is the end of the second paragraph. Probably, in that situation, it's not because you confused the first paragraph of the second paragraph and you added the last pasuk of the second paragraph to the first, but rather you actually said the whole second paragraph. And you said the man yirbu, because that's part of where you normally would say in that situation. So ein tzarach lachzer, he does not need to go back. So the Gemara says that Halacha says that we assume that which he's accustomed to do, he has done. So if he says the Marin Yerbu, that's which he only says at the end of the second paragraph, that's probably where he's at. Now, Makolshkein imasupikim kar kriyashma, he's not sure if he read the whole thing at all. The Chayzer Bekare has to go back and read. The Havi is Sufik Deraisa, because you're dealing with the Sufik Deraisa. Sufik Deraisa, the Chomer, you have to go back and read. Now, Vaoz Gamken Mavorach HaBrachus, and if it's a situation where this person does not remember if he said Kriyashman, he's not sure if he said Birchus Kriyashman. He doesn't remember if he davened Shachris. So he has to go back and say Shema. Well, once he has to go back and say Shema, he says Birchus Kriyashma again. Now the Chayyadim is going to point out that that's quite Chiddush, because we have a general rule that Sofik Derban Lekula, and we have a rule of Sofik Brachas Lehakel, that if we're not sure if a person said a bracha or not, he does not repeat it, because it's only Chiyav Derbanan, and the Chiyav Derbanan, we say Sofik Derban Lekula. So we should argue that the Shema, which is the Raisa, so Sofik Deraisa Lechumra. The brachas, which are the rabbanon, you should say sabak the rabbanon the kula, and you should not repeat. So we say not like that. Now he explains alpha gav the legabi brachas and el sabak the rabbanon regards the brachas this is sabak the rabbanon. So why does he say them again? The kima the tikno ha brachas b'shil kriyishma tikno likros ima brachas. So chazal or masakin the brachas is to be said in conjunction with shema. And over here, since he has to say Shema, because of his key of the Raisa, Sabbath the Raisa L'chumra, so we tell him to say the brachas as well, because that was the Kaz Chazana, to say the brachas together with the Shema. Aval im Yudeya Shakar Kriya Shema, Vein Elisham Supik im Omer HaBrachas. In a scenario where he knows for sure that he said Shema, he's not recall whether he said the brachas or not. So in Tzorach Lachzer, Levorach Kedar Kol Sofik Brachas. So now, if it's only Sofik on the Brachas specifically, but not on Shema and the Brachas, so then he does not say the Brachas.
We had a similar discussion about this, if I recall correctly. Not exactly the same. The case where a person has a suffix in benching, so suffix the rights of a chomer, he has to bench, possibly again. So once he goes back and benches, he does not just say the first three brachas which are deraisa, he says the fourth bracha, which is rabbanan as well. This is different. Let's say a person has a suffix whether he's yotzei the mitzvah of shofar. He heard the shofar, and he's not sure if he was yotzei. So we say suffix the deraisa l'chumra, first day Rosh Hashanah, he has to go back and blow again. But he does not make the brachas a second time. So we're differentiating between over here. We're saying that you say the brachas a second time, or possibly a second time, and whereas by the kiyas shofar or other mitzvahs, we do not say it a second time. We need to explain why. We'll talk about that, b'ezras Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good day.